Road. They have indicated that they would be open to discussion about donating all the right-of-way and participating in the construction costs.
Right, Mr. Larry here.
Hey, Randy, it would be Hollister City Limits. Can you see where that says Joseph Way and get right in there? Okay, a little bit farther to the west of that. Yeah, that where that curve goes in towards the bluff, that's the beginning of the project, and where it comes out. What, and I can just pass this around. The orange on this particular drawing, this is what College of the Ozarks gave me. The orange on this drawing is all owned by College of the Ozarks. And you can see the existing right-of-way that includes that curve and all of that. They're suggesting that where it leaves Hollister City Limits, it would go, instead of where it says Lowell Street there, instead of going on the north side of Lowell Street, it would go on the south side of Lowell Street. And it would eliminate that curve, and mm-hmm. it would just go straight down the hill and a little bit, again, Randy, to the west of this yet, where, there you go, keep going like that. And where down by that curve right there, it would just reconnect up around to where by Sun Valley, down in that particular area. Here's a preliminary sketch of that. Anybody that's interested in taking a look at it.
What would be their reasoning for doing that?
One of the things that they've got is, being as they own all those, there's just a single parcel, and what you see, the trace of Lake Canicomo there, is the water. But when you actually get to the bluff, that piece at the top is pretty thin. There's several pieces that road is within 50 feet of a 200-foot drop-off. And there's no guardrails, there's no anything. There's just, some places there's homes, some places there's just open land. And if it would move away from there a little bit, again, not necessarily impacting anything, where you can have this there. Helps that would just get it away from that very steep bluff at that one end. It would do away with a curve that curves towards the bluff, and then when it goes a little ways and curves away from the bluff, the geometrics would be a little bit better. And being they own all those parcels, they said that they would be willing not only to donate the right of way, but participate in construction costs. So it would help a bit on some of the geometrics of that road.
So you're saying that it starts right along the here,
uh-huh.
And it'll come down?
Actually,
to right there?
Buddy, I even think they're going to come over. They would like to come over one more row like that. And the rows that end up right there, instead of emptying to the north, they would empty to the south. Those center roads in here. But they're suggesting exactly what you just pointed out, is the road would come off of here, and instead of kind of curving up here and curving back down, it will just simply come around like this. And these people now leave to go up this way. In the future, this would all come this way.
But now, CFO owns all of this, or this right here?
They own this thing right here. They own. So
okay,
you can see that they own all of this and all.
So they own some of this here.
Okay. Yes, they own all of this, so they would propose that this would not impact any private ownership of land. It would all come down here. And then they had originally asked to bring it in here, but I thought it probably made more sense to come in down here and make one.
Okay.
But there's a possibility that this could come over like that to either trace.
And their cost sharing with this would be what?
Well, right now, they have just offered it up. Kind of my methodology when I went out into these places was I went to the larger transportation units, C of O being one of them, the airport being another, and just asked them if they had projects they were interested in this before they were. So they said if the Transportation Advisory Board would be interested in further discussion, then they would go ahead and talk to us about what to do. But initially, Dr. Keeter was who I was told in contact. I did. They said donation of right-of-way plus participation in construction costs would be your
offer. You would assume that if we would go along with this, these other parcels that they aren't doing is not in the orange, they would wind up only in time. I'm afraid to speak to that. I don't know the answer. The only reason I say that, that it was accepted that this would all make bigger pieces in for this, where this lake is going to be.
Could easy be. And not all of those parcels, as you can see there, there's parcels that are unbuilt and unoccupied, probably more that are unoccupied than aren't. Other facts bearing on the issue there is in that current Acacia Club Road trace is the Short Creek low-pressure sewer line. So if we move over some, that sewer line would be an easement rather than along Acacia Club Road, which is has been the case actually where Acacia Club Road empties out now. The sewer line still goes, follows the old road to the front gate of the college and comes out that way. It doesn't go through any, it goes through a sewer line easement instead of the way it goes now.
Do you think the parcels that CFO doesn't own there, that we've got to notify them if we change the road?
Yes.
And they've got to be, they have to approve?
They don't have to approve, but it would be a lot less noisy if they did.
Okay.
And I do believe that there may be some advantage to them, only because some of those roads have a fairly substantial grade to them, and I'm going to say not, they're not 19%, but they might be 8 or 10. In the wintertime, they've got to come out and go uphill to get to the road. In the wintertime, they could go down to get to the road, so it might be a little less access problem there.
Okay. The next one is Airport Road. That's going out to new Branson Airport.
Yes, and that's just a section of the road that's in there. And I understand that there was already existing discussion with the county. And I understand that there's been some changes to that, and I've not been involved with that. So I'm doing that in deference to an ongoing project.
It's my understanding that the discussions will cease on that. At least the half mile section that we were talking about, and that MoDOT is not and will not cannot be interested in that section according to our last Monday's meeting. So I guess I can strike that one from the project list.
Yes, in fact, and that one is not is one that was ongoing. So if that's no longer ongoing, I don't have any strong feelings.
This is 65. We're talking about the section that goes through Hollister, I believe.
Yes.
Is that adding a third lane? Intersection improvements at St. James?
St. James Street. Randy, you're right. You've got everything on there right now. What this actually is, this is St. James Street that connects BB Highway with Business 65 through town. And what we're proposing is we're Turkey Creek goes through from that bridge on around to the railroad overpass near the Mule Barn, that there's a center turn lane added to that road, and that there's a signalized intersection right here. And the proposal for that is, because of this, there are about the latest traffic count on that's over 12,000 cars a day, which for those of you know that that's very congested, and for those of you that don't, 7,000 cars a day is about the threshold to add lanes, right? Four lanes even down 7,000. So this is very, very big deal. This, the proposed estimated cost of that is $750,000 to do that and a signalized intersection right here. Currently, the city of Hollister is moving forward with its federal surface transportation funds to work very diligently on that intersection. Great River has the design on that, and it is awaiting final MoDOT comments, and then it's approved. We have received from MoDOT an offer to do a cost share on that particular intersection. And on the $405,000 version, we have currently applied, like I say, $132,000 of our surface transportation money, which is everything we get for a three-year period. we have to leverage that. We have to do a bit of a match. That was $32,000. And then they credited us with the other design cost that was involved with that. So I'm currently on the Hollister side of the ledger. We have to come up with an additional $7,000, and we can leverage that $405,000 intersection. And so I talked to council last Thursday night. This was as of Thursday of this last week. And they said yes, that we would commit the remaining money. That does not, even though the design includes the turn lanes for the rest of the way and the resurfacing of the Turkey Creek Bridge, we don't have a way to fund that currently. But if it's on the Tane County priority list, we can advance it to other priority lists. It is on the state priority list too, the regional transportation group is working, that works with. So that's kind of where that's at. Another fact bearing on this issue is these are school bus routes. Hollister has 16 school bus routes. 14 of them come through the St. James Street intersection. So at school time, even though it's 12,000 cars a day, at that time you might as well be 60,000 cars a day because this is a big giant mess. It's a when there's no turn lanes here, there's certainly a lot of activity going on in the travel portion of the roadway, so we're trying to avoid some of that. Currently, there is a signalized intersection at the downtown bridge between us and Branson, and there's a signalized intersection at the college. When those change, they create a break in access, so there's a little gap in the traffic. Well, the signal's changing and new traffic is coming, and that allows people to come out. Once this bridge is a roundabout, there will be a just an almost continuous flow of traffic there, and this intersection will be even harder to work with. So that's kind of the discussion about that intersection, and we are very close on this. But the remainder of that project will be lane improvements and the geometric improvements to, most of you are familiar with getting into the Hollister Post Office. There's a very steep grade change there. This plan puts that open drainage ditch underground and improves that grade change to some degree. So anyway, that's all things that work in there.
Rick, do any of the school buses go up here to the intersection up here to come back?
They do to some extent, a few of them. That's a driver initiative. Okay. There's a couple of problems there. That's a kind of an odd backwards turn that the school bus has to make. It's possible to do that, and some of them do. I publicly, at partners meetings, encourage passenger cars to go down and do that. It doesn't change the dynamic of the traffic situation in the large area, but at this particular intersection, if you add that to it, it doubles it. Mr. Youngblood had talked about why do we not improve this intersection versus this intersection. In looking at that, there's some things here, not to mention Turkey Creek is right beside it, so to improve that intersection very much. And then there's a bluff right here. We have a little bit more flat space right there. There's some congestion with some buildings up. The other thing about this is, if you're familiar with that intersection, you can go straight off of St. James Street currently onto Downing Street. There's a little 75-foot strip of St. James Street on that side. We're proposing in this plan to close that little strip because that causes confusion too, where we have all of that. And then, in addition, the service alley, which is behind Downing Street, between Downing Street and Business 65 Birdcage Walk, it needs to remain open for the mail trucks and the restaurant supply trucks and all those things. So getting rid of that small piece of St. James Street could help that a great deal, too. So that's kind of the discussion about that project.
BB curves.
Basically, you can see that here. BB has several bad geometric pieces, but this particular curve right here, the school has this piece of ground now, it could be possible to realign BB Highway and eliminate both of those curves.